ain't misbehaving. They're just behaving.
Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
Welcome to this episode of Ain't Misbehaving.
I'm Dr. Louisa, and I'm here to talk about your pets, some problems you may have,
and this episode's bonus question.
I'm a veterinarian with a special interest in behavior and have been helping people with their pets for over 30 years. My hope is to help you with your own interspecies relationships.
Does this sound disturb you? If so, you might want to skip this episode. There's a lot of this sound going on. And if you are shy about medical talk, you might want to think twice about listening. So while you are deciding if you really want to listen to the puppies being born, here's the episode's bonus question. Today, little Frederick and his mother visited a school and a family. While they were there, they saw a band, checked out the litter, and noticed a sleuth standing nearby. Later that day, they watched an army and a troop for quite a while and noticed they were standing beside a battery. As they were leaving to go home that day, Frederick and his mother saw a party just near the den and were indeed very happy. So what was happening here? Well, stay tuned for the answer at the end after all the puppies are born. Today, I want to talk about dog birth. This is not the cute, fuzzy puppy stage. This is the slippery, fluid-filled, screaming newborn stage. Next time we will talk about the fun puppy stage, but be prepared now for down-to-earth, gooey, crying puppies just squirting out of the bitch. Hey, I'm a veterinarian. One of the perks is that I can say bitch with impunity. After the first three puppies were born, I had the bright idea to record the birth. So, listen in on what goes on during a canine whelping. Yes, for dogs, it is called whelping. Cats are queening, horses are foaling, cows are calving, pigs are farrowing, ewes are lambing, and goats are kidding. No, I'm not kidding. So the birthing team consisted of me and three nurses. Only one, besides me, had prior whelping experience. And it was like cooks in the kitchen. Who does what and when can be confusing. But there is a decade of medical experience here. Twinkle is the bitch. They call her Twink. The first one was a girl. The second and third were boys. Here is puppy number four. Think about this as eavesdropping.
Yep, this is really the right size for these babies. Here, let's get the others.
Yeah.
Oop. Okay, this is not quite out yet.
Give me the other three.
I'm getting them. Good girl. It's not a very obvious thing. I've got these two. You take him.
Mm-hmm. Here, get a little guys.
Maybe this way. There we go.
Yeah,
that would do it.
Good girl.
Certainly do it for me.
Good girl.
I'm ready to tie up. I'm ready to dab. We got holding, carrying the thing. Yeah. This. Yeah.
Good girl.
I just know last time we were.
Yeah.
We haven't had to suck at all though. No, I had to suck. I had to suck. Yeah, you're right. The third one we had to.
Yeah.
And we really had to look at Mama. Good job.
Oh, good girl.
Okay, what time is it? 11:43,
right? Oh, she's got her amniotic sac on.
Yeah, she's eating
11:43,
that
11:43, yeah.
11:43.
Oh, good girl. Good girl. Okay. Well, the placenta's out. I'm going to suction the puppy. Yeah.
So what's dripping?
It's from the placenta. It's from the umbilical cord.
And then there's the membrane, too. Is
it? Good girl. Good girl. Yeah.
Good girl, Twinkie Pink.
There she goes.
Yay. Uh-huh.
Is it a girl or a boy?
Well, there's a placenta in the way. Good. Get all that. stuff. Yay! Good squeak.
I think that's great.
You want me to clip it?
It's a boy.
Another boy?
Yeah.
Man.
What do you got? Clamp? And if I tell you things you already know, it's just because I got the recorder on.
We're going to slip this?
Yep. So cut that placenta off. Okay. If you want to hang on to that.
You want me to do this? I perhaps yes. done the other baby yes. yet.
What do you got?
Placenta.
I'm just going to pick that stuff. Yeah. It's not the, it's the.
It's the iodine.
Do you want to do that now or no?
Because she kind of. Go ahead and unclamp it. Let's see if it's the umbilicus is bleeding.
She pulled.
I need the trash bag. Yes, you do.
Just open it.
Looking good. Come on, puppy. Come on, puppy.
I have this too.
Yay! Yay!
I have this too if you want.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh,
yeah. She's okay.
Yeah, really.
I won't get uncrammed. I don't think we need it. Okay. Because, well, maybe.
Ooh, sorry about that, puppy. Puppies right out of the chute are very slippery with amniotic fluid. They are also, fortunately, very resilient.
So, you're tying it down how far because...
Yeah, we're tying it about an inch away
just in case.
From the body.
Okay.
And it's hard to tie.
It's very hard to tie.
Can we get this cleaned up a little?
No, don't get out of there, honey. We're coming back.
Yeah, we're coming back, Miss. Let it go.
I can get it out well.
No, that's not working.
Okay. That could be now. I'm ready. I can just tie it.
Okay, good girl.
You okay, Holden?
Yeah. I guess. She's not slippery anymore. Don't tell me.
No, we're not going to tell me.
Fine.
What? I know that you almost fell and dropped them. Or did you drop them? Do I want to know?
You don't want to know.
And then let me cut those two ends off so he's not down there with Mama.
Oh, good cry. Oh,
yeah, good cry. Apgar 3.
Oh, I gave him 3 already.
Okay, yeah. No dew claws.
Anything on his chest?
Special markings.
Yeah, it's like a white stripe on his chest.
White stripe.
Yay! Go nurse, bud.
Did he draw?
Yeah, he slipped out. That's what happens.
He's fine, Nance. Relax. When he grows up to be a serial killer. Oh, he's a cutie pie.
Here, Lisa, and then Lisa, I'm going to give him
a... Of course, everybody's going to now say on the watching. I don't want to...
Oh, just...
Nobody even know.
Nobody will know.
Yeah. Do you have people watching?
Yeah, they're watching.
Yes.
Do you? From your part.
She's got the crowd.
Good crying.
Cry for the camera? I thought this was audio. Well, there was a camera set up so that potential puppy owners could watch the whole process.
You already did that.
Just want to make sure we got it in line. I don't know.
And the other ones are happy in there?
They're all bundled up together.
We have 4 puppies, 3 boys and a girl.
3 boys
and a girl. I can't believe you've got that many boys.
Okay, these guys are coming out now.
Okay, we'll make this in a green.
Okay,
we don't want to make them a yellow.
Are you ready for me to hand these to you?
Boys, yep.
Careful. Would you be careful?
She's fine.
Okay, go for it, gang.
This one you want. Yeah, let's do this.
That's how you do it.
That's new goat guy right here.
Yep.
Here. This way you're not tripping. You're making me nervous.
Well, just leave that cushion there in the corner for any more. Whoopsies.
So we can I get more pads underneath down there then?
Okay. Puppy number 4 is nursing.
She's
latched on.
And she's cleaning his bottom at the same time.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't.
Any second.
Did you ask Chelsea if she's doing the same, nursing and cleaning his bottom?
Is she looking at the bottom?
When you put all of them to your teats yourself, that's when she'll discuss it. She said no.
Oh, it's crawling out. Oh, my gosh. This one wants out really
well. We're
really
not getting
bad.
The other ones out, so we're okay.
Oh, good girl.
So she is having an awesomely easy delivery.
Well, it appears to us. Oh, placenta and all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yes, we have another puppy.
1209. I'll take that from you if you want. When she's ready.
Good girl. Okay. Actually, no, I need to be clapped first.
Okay. She's wiggling. Mm-hmm. This is a good thing.
She didn't even move. The puppies are still in there with her.
I know.
Isn't that great?
She's got one behind her leg.
There's the clippy.
Okay. Come on, Becky. So if you want to cut this and get rid of the placenta. Mm-hmm.
I need to get that. I just don't remember them being that wet. That's it.
Where are the paper towels?
That's what I'll
get them for you.
They're right down there.
So is that your placenta that's causing the bleeding?
Yes.
So we'll see you later. Don't worry, we'll clean them up later.
Okay, so I'm trying to get Yay! He's all on his own.
Okay, I don't know if we can tie this.
Okay.
Oh, wiggly.
What do you think, girl?
Not take nearly as much
boy.
Out.
Another boy.
A boy, Nance.
I can't believe it.
Twinkie, you're having boys. Good for you.
It goes right at the top.
You're going to have so many boys, you won't know what to do.
No.
Yeah, well, tie twice.
Boys, mm-hmm. Do they?
Isn't this why we get to use those?
This one doesn't have any marks.
This is good.
Yeah.
No marks. Scissors go here, there.
No marks.
You're fine.
Yeah. Oh, good baby. He's a 10 on it. He's a 3 on the Apgar.
Yeah. Squirming.
Want to dip him?
Yeah.
Okay, these need to be cut out.
No dew claws. Ooh, yes.
Without dew claws.
That look good? Out.
Yeah, good.
Boy. No marks.
No, don't stop wiggling. Nancy's going to get mad if I drop you.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, come on. I want to hear you cry again. Go.
Come on, little man. Let's cry again.
Cry for the camera.
I'm going to squeeze
let's
him.
Cry.
Do his bowl.
I don't think he needs it, does he?
Do what?
You want him bowl?
Yeah, might as well.
Open that you. Little mouth. Hey, Twink.
Okay.
Great job.
Have at it, girl.
Thank you for the kit.
Oh, they come with a kit?
Yeah, I'll show you the kit we got.
Okay.
This is for Orange.
Here, you want to band this one real quick?
Right, she's moving about.
Well, Nance, put it down. We need help right here. I'm marking. We need a band. Here.
I think he's going to be fine.
Collars are different colors to keep the pups identified. Then we can tell how they are progressing and gaining weight as the days go by.
Show me where to clip it.
Okay, there about an inch from the body.
Okay, let's stretch your little head out.
Yeah. There you go, baby.
It's not quite an inch, though. Scissors on the other side.
Poor guy. I know. We just ripped you right off that nipple. Can you see?
Poor girl.
I'm sorry. There you go. Can you see? Yeah, let it go. Okay, good. You can go back to the nipple now. Oh, you want me to weigh? It's a boy, Nance.
I can't believe this litter of boys.
Six boys.
And
six
he's already boys. Pooping.
Okay, you can do that. This is
wow.
A
lot of weight
right now.
Okay.
We're going to
leave.
Okay.
He's a boy. Since it was such a...
There
you go.
Cool for you. Yes, that's my nipple
for you. He's going to be red.
There you go.
I can find
a nipple.
Okay, I want to hear you scream, bud.
Come on, little man. You can do it, little boy.
Hold him again.
Good girl. Oh, there he is.
Yes.
Good girl. Come on, little man.
Okay. Thank you. So no dew claws.
No dew claws.
And... no markings.
Okay.
I make sure. Double check. It's a boy.
I can clip up more of that stuff. We didn't do it very well.
You wrapped it around like spaghetti.
I know.
Twinkie! Another boy!
Is that attached to him now?
Okay, perfect.
Come on, you're gonna. Come on, let me hear you. Let me hear you.
Let's give us some here. Squirrely.
Is he squirming?
Yeah.
He's a squirmer. She can barely have tucked. I mean, hold on to him, really.
That's it. Whimper.
Yeah. Making some sense.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on, you're trying.
I can't even find your nose.
Come on, give us a cry.
Just as dark as ever.
Give us a cry. Come on, give us a cry.
He pooped. I can't believe it.
I know. Came out pooping.
Just a wee.
No extra membrane there.
He's good. That's good.
You want to tie it?
No, I want you to just trim.
Trim a little more.
Yeah, because if it's there too long, goes. Then she'll tend to want to chew on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay.
And then dip it again?
Okay.
We need to be very careful with the cut umbilical cord. The bitch will often lick the pup to clean it up, and sometimes can go overboard and chew the umbilical cord, possibly even chewing a hole in the puppy.
There you go. Twinkie, you did it!
Wow,
yay, Twink! Those little, that's so different. Come on, though, man. See, no markings, right?
Right. Nope.
No markings.
Except who?
Wipe that off.
See if I can get her to eat while she's waiting for her baby.
Already pooped.
Well, we need to get that baby in there. Do you want, let's weigh the other one. You brought it out.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We put him back in.
Which one?
Orange.
Orange one.
She's got a gurgle.
Okay, ready? Okay. Is there
She's not going to maybe eat when her puppies are being busy elsewhere.
That can't be 14.5.
I thought he was big.
Yeah, 14.5. Is this the one? Is this our little orange?
That one's kind of white, too. That's okay. It's not blue.
He's having a hard time with his breathing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to get the pups breathing well. The best way to do this is to get them to cry. Rubbing, suctioning, holding the head down all help stimulate the puppy to get a good, deep breath.
I could put a finger in their belly. That's probably about right.
Yeah, come on, keep going. I heard that.
Mm-hmm. 14.5.
14.5,
I got it.
You are
that's
Mr. Huge. Chunky.
Yes,
14?
Are you looking for Mr. the Chunky? Yeah.
Holy moly.
That's orange. Come on, man. You ready for another one, Twink? Did you just pull these out? Hey, Twink, you thinking about another one?
Okay.
Good girl. Twink, you ready for another one?
Girl, what should be?
She's like, it's stuck.
There is a good girl. Oh,
there.
Yes.
There it is. Oh my gosh, is that cute?
Good girl.
There he is.
Another one, what is it, 115?
What is it, 115.
Good girl.
And almost an hour. I mean, a little over an hour.
Yeah.
Well, that had a lot of fluid around it, didn't it? Yeah.
You know, you could almost do with the stool in there to sit on while you're doing that.
You want it? Well, the way she's now. Put it. Let us get that. Nance, we have another one.
Trevor's just in.
She's eating the placenta. Doing good.
She's eating the placenta?
Yep.
She's eating placenta. You okay? You want a clippers?
Well, let's see here. Okay, puppy. Okay, puppy.
Let's get him.
Little boy.
Boy. boy!
Are you flipping kidding me?
Does it need to be done?
Yeah, I think so. At least clamped.
Where?
It's right there. Yeah, right there. Yeah. Right there. And then you just want to cut off that excess. Mm-hmm. Wiggly. Wiggly, squiggly. Yeah. Okay. You going to try for us?
T-shirt.
Yeah.
Hey, little
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Hey, little boy. Trevor, you got a lot of brothers. Come on, little man. You want to? Come on, little boy. You want to crawl?
He's like, I'm wiggling.
Yeah. Do claw right rear.
We have to want him screaming, don't we?
I would like to hear a little bit more.
Yeah. Little man.
Okay.
You can do it. He's like, she's manhandling me. Yeah. Wait a minute,
she's just cleaning.
Oh, do another?
Hold on. Did you have another one, or are you just cleaning your baby?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's the purple one.
Okay.
Here you go, man. You want
to
cry?
I know.
The bed. Sort of left out one.
She's like, my bed's wet, Mom.
There you go. I hear you. There you go.
Yeah.
You're so cute. Come on, you. No marking. That's a cry.
Naked boy is a naked boy.
There you go. I'm going to give him a two. That took him a while to scream, but...
How many is that?
But he was vigorous. That's number 7.
Yep, and he's orange.
Okay. Just like my hands.
Oh, pitch
it. You can put that. Yeah. Pitch it or put it in your
Okay, put it in the... Yeah. Here, just think about your hands. Where's one going? Climbing up there, green. No. Green is up there.
Okay, it's looking. I'll keep looking.
I didn't tie that one off. Did we want to?
I don't think so. I think I didn't see it bleeding, so.
I didn't either.
I'll look again. She's cleaning them up really, really good. But again, she chomped that pretty good.
Yeah, she did. I guess she wanted some extra protein there.
What a good girl. Scissors?
Right here. That was 12:16:59 minutes.
Yeah, 59 minutes.
I have floss ready to go.
Yeah, I was just gonna cut off.
It's so short, will you have room to put floss on it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just want to cut off the bit that she might start going after.
Right.
Yay!
Come on, let's get
Let's weigh him right now.
Okay, just a sec. We'll lift him up and go there. Yeah. And now... 10. He's going to wait and squirm there, buddy. So his little thing still sounds, seems a little hard.
Is he attached or not? Is he attached?
He's 10.0.
I don't know what you do with him.
Nipple for him to get him to scream.
Yeah, I know. That's all stimulant. I should be here. Drop him again?
Yeah. Get all that stuff out.
Yeah. I know she says not to do that, but...
Okay.
Well, you're the vet, honey. Okay. You're the one with all the training.
Come on, little man. Come on, little man. Come on, little man.
I shouldn't think it'd be that much in there.
Come on, little man.
We'll just keep going at it.
With that medication?
No, he's working.
It doesn't sound like you're getting any more out. You're not squirting any.
So
he's still a little dusky, though, isn't he?
Yes. So I was noticing that he was breathing using these muscles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Says, don't touch me.
He's really quiet, too. Is he seeing Julie in there?
He's just full of shit.
Hey.
Is he breathing?
Yeah, he's
breathing. Maybe a little stressed, but he's breathing.
Mm-hmm. He pooped already.
Yeah, all over.
Okay, there you go.
You know, there's over.
I don't think now's the time, Nancy. She's got a puppy underneath her chest.
The orange one just got latched.
There's one under her chest, too, Louisa.
Okay, I think I see it.
Look at that. We never did use the gloves.
No.
Oh, and there's Purple climbing up over.
Yeah. My sister's allergic to cats, and she loves German. So she wears gloves for that.
Nice. Is the baby attached?
And Trevor lets her.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
He lets the dog drag around my neck.
Being petted by rubber gloves doesn't bother.
It's no big deal.
That one had a little more fluid with
it. Yeah, and he slid out without any.
It's like we looked at
him. Yeah. It was like he was just.
It's like Twinkie didn't even move.
So that's number eight, huh?
Yes, that was number eight.
He's going to be red. And he weighs 10.0. Orange is the big boy at 14.5.
Okay.
Okay, that's a lot of puppies.
Let's hope we stop there.
There were eight pups in all, 2 girls, 6 boys, all healthy, all vigorous. After a day or two, the pups got their puppy names from the breeder. Since the mom, Twinkle, she had a nickname that was Twinkleberry, and so each pup was given a berry name. The pink girl was Cranberry. Purple boy was Farkleberry. The blue boy was Blueberry. The green boy was Gooseberry. Light blue boy was Brambleberry. The yellow girl was Thimbleberry. The orange boy was Huckleberry. And the red boy was Loganberry. So here's the bonus question and the answer. To repeat, today, little Frederick and his mother visited a school and a family. While they were there, they saw a band, checked out the litter, and noticed a sleuth standing nearby. Later that day, they watched an army and a troop for quite a while and noticed they were standing beside a battery. As they were leaving to go home that day, Frederick and his mother saw a party just near the den and were indeed very happy. So, Frederick and his mother were at the zoo. So there was a school of fish, a family of otters, a band of gorillas, a litter of puppies, well, you knew that, right? A sleuth of bears, an army of caterpillars, or an army of frogs, a troop of kangaroos, or maybe a troop of baboons, a battery of barracudas, a party of jays, and a den of snakes. These animal group names are from a little book by James Lipton called An Exaltation of Larks. Some animal groups have several names. In fact, a group of puppies is sometimes called a piddle of puppies. But more on that in the next episode, where I will talk about early puppy development. You can send your questions to info@radiotacoma.org. Please put Ain't Misbehavin' in the subject line. You can give as much information in the email as you wish. If your question is chosen, I will answer it in detail on the program. Join us again for more sagas from the world of pet behavior problems. This is Dr. Louisa reminding you.
They ain't misbehaving. They're just behaving.
I don't stay out late. Don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.